We're running out of places to put our kids. My building, which was built in the mid-1950s, was built for 600. We're at almost 1,000.
That's remedial math teacher Pam Cruz talking about overcrowding at her Tacoma Middle School. There's nothing unique about that particular school, which is one reason school teachers and Democrats and Republicans in the state house stood shoulder to shoulder Wednesday in Olympia to propose a $700 million school construction plan to be financed with bonds, not taxes. Lawmakers, led by House Capital Budget Chair Hans Dunshy, have worked on the bipartisan proposal for months, and the basics were in place long before the state Supreme Court expanded on its McCleary decision earlier this year, specifying that schools needed state funds to build more classrooms if they had any hope of shrinking class sizes, an essential element of the original McCleary ruling. Hans Dunshy.
All of McCleary has to be funded by the 2017 school year. We are not doing this because the court told us. We are doing this because this is what we want to do. This is in our DNA. This is what we ought to do. And we're glad that the court agrees with us. It would be disingenuous to say we're going to do something about McCleary and not have the classrooms in place.
Dunshy, a Snohomish Democrat, was joined at the podium by Shelton Republican Drew McEwen, a co-sponsor of the plan. They've got their work cut out for them. The 2014 legislative session ends in exactly 2 weeks, and after last year's marathon session, the enthusiasm level for an overtime period is non-existent. At the state capitol, this is Dan Frizzell.